DW.
Can Muslims be good French citizens and be welcome in Marine Le Pen's France?
We're not going to welcome any more people.
I think we cannot afford, and people don't want to afford, again, those kind of immigration flaws.
Influx of foreign labour into Britain, the likes of which we've never seen, and it is working families in Britain that have paid...
It's a political argument that has reverberated across Europe. Immigrants are putting unsustainable pressure on already hard-pressed welfare systems. This political trend has also reached Norway, where a right-wing coalition government has passed several pieces of legislation tightening immigration and asylum rules. Critics, though, say these policies give the impression that immigrants are bad, when in fact they should be applauded. At a large theatre in Copenhagen, Denmark, under strobe lights and in front of an audience of hundreds, a 28-year-old Congolese man makes his way to the stage.
I can't believe I'm standing here. This, to me, it's a sign that I can inspire people that are in my have the same background as I.
That's Olivier Mukuta receiving the Nordic Brave Founder Beginnings Award. It's an important and very visible recognition of migrants and refugees who have founded startups in the field of technology. It also recognises how the recipient is a role model for his or her own community. A week later, I meet Mukuta at a cafe in his now home city of Oslo.
I'm originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and I left the country when I was 6 years. But of course, there are many challenges to come where we are. You have, first of all, just the fact that you are a foreigner and immigrant, and also the fact that people know you for being a refugee. But now that I've managed to accomplish and do what I've done now, so people are starting looking at me in a different way, looking at me as a person, that guy who is not afraid of doing something and not as a refugee.
The award was the brainchild of Startup Migrants, a think tank which aims to map the innovation and the economic output of migration in Europe. It was set up by Norwegian journalist and author Nikolai Strøm Olsen and Maria Amelie, who herself arrived in Norway as an asylum seeker from the Russian Republic of North Ossetia at the age of 15. Asylum seekers sometimes have to wait months or even years to work. Experiencing the fear of waiting in limbo made a deep impression on Amelie.
This waiting time is very hard psychologically on people. It changes how you see yourself as a person. When you come to a new country, you lose your identity a bit. You lose your network, your education. So work becomes really important to be able to contribute into the new society.
She decided to do something to draw attention to all the potential that migrants carry with them and to change the narrative in Europe, from seeing migrants as a drain on society to recognising their many skills and creating more inclusion and entrepreneurship.
When you talk with people in economics, they all say migration is really good for the society. But once you talk to some politicians, they have negative mentality around migration. And I know that from my own experience as a migrant, you adapt the narrative that is created about you, that you are a burden to society, that you will struggle to get a job.
Startup Migrants wants to promote these success stories to policymakers so that they can see the potential, creativity and resilience in entrepreneurs with migrant backgrounds.
Olivier Mukuta is the CEO of VibiCash. They build transparent and trackable digital payment system for remittance.
Winning the Startup Award for his work with the online payment platform VibiCash, Olivier Mukuta is now becoming a very visible example of an immigrant who has managed to navigate the red tape of a foreign country in a foreign language to create something truly successful.
How important do you think it is that people like you actually have the success at a level that you have had to other immigrants when they try to start something new in a foreign country?
I think it's very important just to look at the fact that if I can, they can also do the same, because I was in the same shoes as they are into right now. Being a refugee is not something that define you. Like, of course, it defines you of who you are. You learn, you have a lot of experience of being a refugee, something that you did not choose to be, but you experience it, and you cannot refuse things. You are a refugee, but that cannot stop you from doing what you're dreaming of.
Mukuta has been in Norway since 2005, but his journey to success hasn't been easy. He's now become someone who can mentor others, which was something he never had. But does he see himself as a role model?
I think a role model is a word that for me is like very big, because I still feel like there's more to be done for me to say, okay, I'm a role model. But I will say, like, I can show examples of saying, you know, it is possible to achieve what I've done. It is possible to start up your own company.
There's a phrase that I like to use: I'm not as dumb in my language as I sound in your language.
That's Gautam Channa, a tech entrepreneur who arrived in Norway from India 13 years ago. He is one of the entrepreneurs startup migrants are now highlighting as an example of someone who's treated the increase in immigration to Europe as an opportunity, not a threat. His latest venture is called TikTok, a platform-based service linking translators with customers like charities and public offices.
Because of your background, you saw a market here that maybe a native Norwegian would not immediately think about.
I think that's very true, and it's sort of a human bias. Even though we like to say and we shouldn't create silos, that's actually what most humanity is like. We like to be with people that understand us. We like to stay in comfortable areas. We like to be comfortable. And that usually means that you're not going to be challenged by someone who's not in your circle. And that's where most of the opportunities are. Because when you try to connect different circles together is where the bridges happen. And that's what people need to start building.
How important do you think the work that startup migrants are doing when it comes to trying to change the narrative of migrants in Europe and elsewhere as well?
I think it's quite critical, the work that they're doing, because one of the findings that they've had is that in all of the places where migrants are being assisted, they're doing the exact same mistakes. They're following very similar processes. They're not able to retain the same knowledge. And a lot of effort that's being put into creating processes and creating guidelines and plans, a lot of it is double work. Most of Europe should be very coordinated. It's not like these things will never happen again or have never happened for the last 50 years. So why is there so little coordination among different parts of Europe? And I think that's what Startup Migrants is going to help solve, because it's very important for us to spend time growing forward, not rebuilding the same thing again and again.
Is it silly?
Connecting these fragmented communities is one of the goals Maria Amelie and her colleagues at Startup Migrants still have, along with ensuring that the Norwegian government registers asylum seekers' skills in the first place. Next up is the launch of Startup Migrants' book in February, which will be the culmination of their more than 250 interviews over 20 countries, collecting information on migrant skills and entrepreneurship throughout Europe and the Middle East. For now, part of Amelie's job will be to convince investors to look at migrant founders with new eyes.
When you come to a country as a migrant, you cannot afford to have a business that doesn't earn money. You have to earn money from the day one. And that's one of the reasons I think investing in migrant founders is a good idea, because it's people who have experienced risk. They have been poor. And they know that they have to make it. They have a family to take care of. They have to take care of themselves, and they want to build a new future for themselves.
As for Olivier Mukuta of VipiCash, he will focus on continuing to grow his business, and he has this advice for other migrants who arrive in a new and unfamiliar country.
Look up to people who are doing things, and walk up to them and ask for help, and then don't let the refugee status hinder you.
Lars Bevanger, DW, Oslo. DW.